producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
I can't even begin to tell you, it was, everything that any Cubs fan could have ever dreamed of. And so many Cubs fans there, you know, many more than you could have ever expected. I think I saw more W flags at PNC Park than I've seen at a lot of Wrigley games.
There's Al yelling back from bleedcubbyblue.com, commenting on the large number of Cubs fans that went on the road to cheer on their team as they won the wild card slot and now head to the playoffs in Major League Baseball. So sports talk radio with Major League Baseball playoff action as number one becomes the number 10 item on this week's countdown. If you can follow the numbers, you're in doing so, you're doing well. I'd suggest Doug Steffen here with a welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, the 9th of October, reviewing the top 10 talk topics during this hour based on the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. Talkers Radio's there, Talkers Television. It's the way people find out what's going on in the talk radio industry because the folks there monitor a lot of talk radio programs and hosts and the stations themselves for feeling the pulse, if you will, of the nation conversationally on News Talk Radio. So let's see what's on that list. Counting down from number 10 to number 1, the Major League Baseball action, the activities of the players on the field, off the field, at number 10.
Number 9.
The flooding in South Carolina, the weather there over last weekend through into this week. Earlier in the week on the Good Day program, Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn talked to Kevin Cohen, who's owner of our affiliate WQXL 95.9, The Point, in Columbia, South Carolina, about the unprecedented flooding this week there.
Tell us where you are and what's going on.
I'm right in the heart of Columbia. Unfortunately, I'm stuck in my home. I'm having to do my radio program a little later this morning from the house because the roads getting out of my own neighborhood cracked and washed out, and I can't even get out of my own neighborhood with a vehicle. So
really?
We're going to be doing a little old-time radio here, just kind of working our way through it. But the rain's so unprecedented. I mean, I got a kick out of the whole 1,000-year thing that Governor Haley said also when you guys were kind of getting a joke about that. But it is something I've never seen in my life. I've been in Columbia for 21 years, and it's mind-boggling. You're talking about areas that have traditionally in Columbia not flooded at all during a heavy rain or flash flooding, and there's buildings where you can only see the roof at this point. People are rescuing people standing on their roofs. This looks like a scene, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic, but it looks like a scene that we're used to seeing back from the footage of Katrina and things like that. But
yeah,
it's obviously not like that, but it's been phenomenal.
How is the government, how are they messaging stuff to the people? Because, I mean, how are they getting the word out, especially if people are without power? How's the rules? If you're supposed to boil water, how is that information being disseminated?
Well, fortunately, in terms of a metro area here with about 800,000 people, right now in Columbia, only about 11,000 are without power, which is kind of remarkable in and of itself. So the good news is most people still have their radios and they still have television and social media. I mean, there's no way any of us at this point can deny it, whether Dougie likes social media or not.
He sometimes doesn't.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And I listen to you folks every morning. But whether he likes it or not, it's just a tool that we have to use at this point. So we're doing everything we can to, whether it's tweeting it out or Facebook or whatever it is. I mean, we just have a responsibility, and all of us have a journalistic background, so we all know that our first responsibility is just to get the word out and keep people safe, and that's what radio is still a phenomenal tool for.
How are emergency services doing? Are they able to get around?
For the most part, I mean, again, all the interstates have been closed, which Columbia, South Carolina, while we have some of our faults, we have four major interstates that travel through here. So getting through South Carolina is very easy usually, but they're all closed. They're underwater in many areas. It's just not safe. So EMS knows what they're doing. The first responders have done a phenomenal job. I mean, we sometimes forget, Rich, that these guys train year-round for events like this, and they've been prepared. I got to give props to the governor, and I got to give props to emergency response. They've really done their job well so far.
Number eight item from the Talk Radio Countdown program is the activity in Afghanistan this week with the strike on the hospital, Doctors Without Borders affected. Here from another one of our affiliates, WDEL in Wilmington, host Alan Ludell talked to correspondent Jerry Van Dyke about an accidental airstrike there.
What went wrong with the U.S. air attack on that hospital in northern Afghanistan? Did the U.S. violate its own rules of engagement in Afghanistan?
The easy phrase, of course, is the fog of war. I don't really know what to say because the Pentagon has changed its statements consistently, but now it appears that, according to General John Campbell, who is in charge of all U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, says that somewhere along the chain of command, that is, from the forces on the ground up to whoever had to make the decision to bomb that hospital, someone made a mistake. And it looks like the United States is going to owe up to it. However, Medicine Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, internationally known and respected medical group, won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1998, said this is a calling for a criminal inquiry into this, calling it a war crime possibly. So I don't think we have seen the end of this. I don't think we know everything yet, and I think it's going to possibly, I think for the sake of Afghanistan, for the sake of American involvement in Afghanistan, the truth will have to come out sometime in the...
A cloak and dagger question, Jerry. What is the chance of someone in Afghanistan with the goal of actually fermenting more Afghan opposition to the United States, and so, you know, someone who's pro-Taliban, somehow fed wrong information to U.S. intelligence and or the U.S. military?
I think that's entirely plausible, and I think it's an excellent observation. What I was talking with an Afghan who works with protecting the media and promoting democracy in Afghanistan just 2 days ago, and he talked about how the governor of Kunduz was strangely absent, how there is a tremendous amount of corruption among the leadership, the political leadership in Kunduz, which is in the very far north. It's primarily a Tajik region, but there's a Pashtun center to it, and the Taliban are of course Pashtun, and if they were all absent during this attack.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show and the strike on Afghanistan. Welcome in to the people listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show in Bakersfield, California, Omaha, Nebraska, Tulsa, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Wilkes-Barre, Knoxville, Tennessee, all the folks that are listening in the Dallas area as well. Thank you for tuning in to this week's version of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 14 past the hour.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. That website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone, live!
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel a hug coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live, it's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
Number seven. Number seven item, focusing on Mrs. Clinton. Here's host Ron St. Pierre talking to pop culture expert Dr. Robert Thompson about Mrs. Clinton's appearance on SNL, which may go a long way to rebranding her and taking the focus off the email case and Benghazi.
I got a few yucks out of Hillary's appearance on Saturday night.
I did, too, and I would say this went beyond a cameo. Generally, that's what people who are running for office do on Saturday Night Live. They make an appearance, it's a cameo, and they go off. She did a long sketch. I mean, that was a substantial thing with a lot of speaking parts. And then she went on, amazingly, to be the person that introduces Miley Cyrus. So she played a big role in that episode.
Yeah, and, you know, at one point she played a bartender, Val, to Kate McKinnon. Hillary Clinton, I think McKinnon's terrific, by the way, and she said, and McKinnon said, I wish I could be president, and then Hillary Clinton, as Val the bartender, said, I wish I could too, and there was a real genuine laugh there.
There was. I think she got, and Hillary Clinton is not someone who can get laughs out of an audience
like that very often.
And people, she's well known as being kind of robotic and not very warm. They even made fun of that toward the end when McKinnon, as Hillary, says, you're really easy to talk to the actual Hillary. And the actual Hillary says, that's the first time I've ever heard that.
You know, but
so it's almost like Hillary Clinton could probably do better with the electorate as Val than she does as Hillary Clinton.
You might be right, but you know what? To its credit, SNL didn't really lob her complete softballs during that skit because they took a jab at her for being late to the dance on gay marriage and the Keystone Pipeline.
That's absolutely right, and she really, I don't know if good sport is the word, but there was some of that stuff that was almost on the verge of being uncomfortable, but she really sort of inhabited the fact that it wasn't her, and it somehow worked. And then, of course, we haven't mentioned the thing that most people are talking about, was her pretty good Donald Trump impersonation.
Yeah, isn't he the guy who dislikes everybody or something like that? You know, it got to be sort of, if you Lorne Michaels, you must reach out to these candidates a lot of times, and you got the leverage because, you know, if you want to present the softer, kinder Hillary Clinton, you know, I'm sure Lorne Michaels reaches out and says, you know what, you need us more than we need you.
Yeah, and I think that's the proper the correct assessment of that equation now. Late night television has become very much a part of, I think, anyone's effective campaign. Now, there's some that may not use it because they're really not good at it, but I think it's really become an important part on the new digital whistle stop.
Sure.
And this is now the second time we've seen. We saw Jimmy Fallon as Donald Trump interviewing the real Donald Trump in that mirror sequence last week, I think it was. And now we've seen these two Hillarys doing it, which is kind of a rhyming with that thing Fallon did. So I think we're going to see a lot more of this before we get to the election.
All right, so yucks before the election. I guess we can all stand for a little more of that, given who's running and what they have to say. Yes, up next, number six, as we work our way through the top ten on the countdown.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The new frontier in human nutrition and health is that of epigenetics. Epigenetics refers to the portion of the DNA that you can influence with molecules or frequency signals. A huge key to detoxification, cellular health, and even eternal youth has to do with what kind of signals you are feeding your cells. Technology now exists to energetically encode foods or supplements so that the original food you started with is now a carrier of information that communicates health-giving signals to the cells of your body. The first food of its kind to ever receive this encoding is One World Way. One World Way has received high praise and generated some amazing testimonies since 2011. We now know that all the amazing testimonies we've received come primarily from the energy encoding process and secondarily to the high-quality ingredients. To support your metabolism, detoxification, energy, and strength, unlike any supplement you've ever taken, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
At the number six position, that horrible, this is my own editorial, but I'm going to underscore how horrible the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal is. One of the worst things to ever be presented to the Congress will pretty much put the American family farmer out of business if enacted. So here, listen to this discussion. Talk radio personality Jimmy Barrett with Fran Smith from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. They discuss what we really know about the deal and what we don't know.
Do we have any idea, Fran, what's in there, who it helps, who it hurts?
Well, Jimmy, I serve on a committee of the U.S. Trade Representative, and I'll be able to see the document today in a secured room and read it and maybe take notes, but, you know, can't take any paper away.
Hang on, why do you have to be in a secured room?
Well, so I can't do any kind of WikiLeaks stuff.
So you can't make copies of it or anything, right?
I can make copies or Xerox or whatever.
Why is it so secretive?
Well, most trade negotiations are done behind closed doors because before they're finalized, you don't want some of the stuff like, I'm willing to give you this if you give me this, the quid pro quo type of negotiations that take place. And those can be just thrown off the track if somebody leaks. That may not be the final agreement. That may be just part of what they're offering. So it makes sense when you negotiate not to have it completely open. But this, because of all the WikiLeaks stuff, has been a bit more secure than is normal.
What?
But it will be. Yes, yeah, sorry.
I was going to say, what would you expect to see in there?
Well, we've gotten some general information and from what some of the parties to the negotiations. It's, I think, going to be a mixed bag. It's obviously a huge agreement. These 12 countries, as you mentioned, they represent about 40% of the world's GDP. So it's a, it is a big deal in more ways than one. It opens up some markets that previously had been kind of tight. Some of the dairy markets, the autos, our ability to export autos to Japan, that opens up a bit. We, some of our protected industries, like the sugar industry, Australia and others will be able to import more sugar, which made them feel happy because our sugar system costs consumers a lot of money. So there's some good and some bad. What we think at CEI is some of the bad is it's great to get rid of tariffs. It's great to open markets. But what they're doing is putting into this trade agreement labor and environmental provisions and intellectual property provisions and investor provisions, things that are tangential to the real commercial activity of trade. And those open up the trade agreement to a lot of special interests. So we don't do labor forces, labor unions, yeah, environmental groups. And so we think we should go back to the days when a trade agreement dealt with trade.
Just because we've got some sort of a deal put together doesn't mean that it's been approved. We still have to approve it, correct?
Oh, definitely, yes. And that's going to be very contentious. I guess you've seen some of the people in the presidential race, like Donald Trump, has expressed some dismay about the agreement. Bernie Sanders, the Democratic candidate in the primaries, he doesn't like it at all. He's always been a labor supporter, and he's worried about some of the countries in the less developed world coming into this agreement.
All right. Well, there are a lot of things to worry about, including for my money as a dairy farmer and somebody who does a program called the American Family Farmer. This is disaster, not even bad, but disaster for the American Family Farmer. So something to keep your ear and your eye on here. And that brings us down to number five, which will happen in a few minutes here on this week's Countdown.
This report is brought to you by JCPenney. In honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, JCPenney partnered with Eva Longoria to host an empowerment luncheon with Hispanic influencers and 12 exceptional young Latinas from the Eva Longoria Foundation in the Los Angeles area. Guests at the event included actress, producer, director, philanthropist, and businesswoman Eva Longoria, Jane the Virgin star Jaime Camille, ESPN commentator, former professional soccer player, and Gonzo soccer founder Monica Gonzalez, and the Legends of Tomorrow, three Los Angeles Latinas making an impact in their communities.
We are celebrating some Latinas that have benefited from the programs that we provide at the Eva Longoria Foundation. They work so hard all year round, and today we partner with JCPenney to pamper them and applaud them for the work that they have done.
Panel members talked about how ambition, hard work, and philanthropy transformed their lives, all while maintaining and celebrating their identity. JCPenney recognizes the contributions of Hispanics and celebrates their heritage and culture. For more information on the event, visit jcpenney.com.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local HealthMart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Focus on what we've done so far. Remember the old business, if you're a speaker, tell them what you're going to tell them, then tell them, and then tell them what you told them. I suppose that's the spirit in which we review where we are at this point in the countdown. Halfway through, we started with number 10, sports action, the Major League Baseball playoffs, that sort of thing. Very cool. Number 9, the flooding in South Carolina. Number 8, what's going on in Afghanistan. Number 7, the Hillary Clinton case. I guess which case are we talking about? Well, more the email than anything else, I guess. And the Trans-Pacific trade deal, which is, as many times as I can say it, I will say it, an unbelievable mess and bad for American farmers. Not that this current administration cares anything about them. That's my pejorative on that. Okay, so let's keep going. Second half of the countdown starts with number 5.
Number 5.
Number 5 is a focus on what the heck the Republicans are doing to replace John Boehner. Here's host Chad Hartman talking to political editor from USA Today, Paul Singer, about the majority leader Kevin McCarthy deciding that he didn't want the job now after all.
If Kevin McCarthy does not have the interview with Sean Hannity where he brings up Benghazi in a way where it looked like to maybe skeptics and McCarthy and Democrats that he basically was saying the Benghazi hearings were about hurting Hillary Clinton's chances to be the Democratic nominee. Does this happen today? Are we talking now today about it's basically a done deal that Kevin McCarthy is the next Speaker of the House?
You know, probably not. I mean, it's hard to tell. He cited that when he said part of the reason he stepped down is that he felt like he shouldn't be a distraction from that committee's good work. Those statements really enraged the conservatives in his party because they felt that he was essentially undercutting this committee, which they believe is doing the important work of finding the truth of what happened in Benghazi. So it certainly didn't help him. It's hard to know, really. I think even without that, he was still going to be facing the same problem Boehner was facing, which was that there was a restive caucus of conservatives who felt like they were not getting a chance to have their votes on the floor, to have their voices heard, and they were going to demand some kind of change anyway. I think the comments on Benghazi just sort of weakened McCarthy's hand dramatically in his negotiations with them.
Well, they have to acknowledge that, yes, they have the majority in the House and Senate, but you still have, for another 15, 16 months, Barack Obama. And I have to count the numbers and realize the power of a veto. So as you look at this, those folks who are further to the right, not just Tea Party members, but folks who haven't felt like that Boehner, McCarthy, and others have fought the president hard enough, are they going to get their fighter? Will that person now emerge as the next speaker?
It's hard to know. I mean, at the moment, the next speaker, it looks like for the next couple of weeks, is back to John Boehner.
Yeah.
He delays the election for his successor. We have no idea who is going to be the primary candidate to replace him at this point. Nobody has ever thought that the Freedom Caucus, most conservative wing of the Republican Party, would have enough votes to elect a speaker of their own. I think you're right that with Barack Obama in the White House, they still can't get stuff written into law, but they would like a more confrontational stance. They would like to force bills to the president's desk that he has to veto. And that's what they haven't been able to do, and that's what they're most mad about. And they also want the Republican leadership to basically not wait for deadlines and start getting their things, their negotiating positions on the table early, so that there's time to fight them out and come to a better resolution than just, oh, there's a shutdown.
Number four item, back to Roseburg, Oregon, for the second week in a row, where our affiliate, KQEN, and the host, Kyle Bailey, talked to clinical psychologist Gregory Brigham about helping people in this community deal with the aftermath of that tragic shooting.
How long do you wait before you say, I really do need to talk to somebody? Because, I mean, really, for the first couple of days, a lot of folks are deer in the headlights, and you're going through routines. But we know that even if people didn't know someone directly, I mean, this affected offices. This certainly affected schools, kids at the high school, middle school, that had older siblings that may have been elsewhere on the campus who were in no way in harm's way. But it just sort of puts this big cloud up there that everyone is trying to get through. So how do you know when you need to ask for help?
Yes. Well, it's a good point. People are busy just coping with the day-to-day events and the disruption to their lives with this. And so we've made at South River Community Health Center, for example, we've made free access to counseling available so people can just call and arrange a time that's convenient for them and stop in and talk with someone without a lot of additional burden of scheduling and arranging and worrying about payment arrangements and that sort of thing. So people are going to have a range of experiences in response to this. Of course, it affects people's feelings. For some, they'll become deeply sad and potentially depressed about this. For others, it's more of a fear reaction or anxiety or worry. And still others, agitation and anger. So these are all normal reactions to events in our lives, but they can become troublesome and start to interfere with us in our relationships and abilities to get things done. So any of those things that are troubling a person would certainly be a good reason to stop in and talk with someone. Many people will have thoughts that are disturbing or that they can't get rid of. They may feel guilty or as if in some way they could have prevented or helped with the events had they been there, or they may have thoughts of their last interaction with people that have been affected. These are all, again, natural thoughts to occur, but they can become problematic, and it can be very helpful just to talk with someone.
Number three.
All right, let's cue in on the number three item or issue this week on the countdown, the presidential race, the status of all those people, whether it be Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, Ben Carson, who's running for what here, Bernie Sanders, Jeb Bush, you know the list. Here's radio man Steve Scott talking to Mike Allen from Politico.com about the possibility that Joe Biden decides pretty soon that he's in.
Joe Biden is apparently very close to deciding whether to make a run for president. Mike, what have you learned?
Well, Steve, the vice president has been thinking about this for months, but we're coming to a close here. Steve, I'm told that next weekend is the most likely time for the vice president to call a family meeting, probably at their place in Wilmington, Delaware, and then the next day let people know his decision. Now, Steve, as you well know, that's the day before the first Democratic debate, which Biden has said he won't participate in. So that timing would be very neat. We're told that it could slip because there's only one person who's going to decide. That's Joe Biden. But the small circle of people who've been talking him through this say that's when they expect it to happen.
Do you have a sense, Mike, of which way the vice president might be leaning, or is there a chance that even at this late date, he honestly hasn't decided yet?
Steve, I agree with B. Definitely on the first part, you and I would have to go to Vegas if I knew. It's funny, I talked to a number of people who have visited with the vice president recently, and they're kind of split. They mostly think he's leaning toward doing it. A very key quote that I got from someone who's very involved in this process is that in the last couple of months, as he's been thinking about this, nothing Biden has heard has deterred him. So he seems to like the idea, but Steve, a number of the people I talked to hope that he won't. Friends of his, people who have served with him, they say that this is very unlikely to come to a happy ending. Certainly, he would be the underdog against Secretary Clinton with her huge head start. And as a result of that, they hope that after what he's gone through with his family, that he won't jump in. Instead, Steve, the way that a lot of his friends hope to look at it is that this testing the waters process of these months of considering it have given the vice president a lot of love and reassurance at the time that he needed it. We've been covering him much more intensively. Everybody's been talking to him about how great he would. So what a lot of his friends hope is that he'll come out of this feeling good, but not step into this mission. But no one knows, and someone who served with him in the Senate told me this had actually come up. And the vice president had said he is satisfied with having his ultimate political act wind up in defeat.
All right, so there's that's an interesting way of looking at it. Even if you run, you know you can't win. All right, so there we have consideration of the presidential race from a relatively different point of view this week. New is some information from the Middle East on ISIS. That's next, as the countdown has a little different shape as we get to number one. This is Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone, live!
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel a hug coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live, it's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, Your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair, cleanse your scalp, cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act, clean up your hair, get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. According to the National Bullying Prevention Center, children with physical disabilities are twice as likely to be bullied. Shriners Hospitals for Children and Breaking Bad actor R.J. Mitty are trying to change that. To support National Bullying Prevention Month, they've launched a new campaign called Cut the Bull, and they're asking the public for help. A former patient at Shriners Hospitals, Mitty knows about bullying.
I was born with cerebral palsy, and my disability made me a target for bullies. I was harassed, knocked down, even had my hand broken, but I was lucky. I had my friends, my family, and Shriners Hospitals for Children to help me become stronger.
Shriners Hospitals has treated more than 1 million kids regardless of their family's ability to pay. Many patients have visible scars or physical disabilities that put them at greater risk of being bullied. Their comprehensive care provides psychological support, rehabilitation, life skills training, and even school outreach programs that help children with physical differences feel confident. To learn more, visit cutthebull.org.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Number two item on the countdown is a focus on where ISIS is, what's going on in Syria and the Middle East. The Russians are even a bit pushed back from this, as you'll be surprised about what number one is. Number two and number one kind of tied together. Here's host Bill Handel talking about the government here, our government, launching an investigation to find out how so many members of ISIS are driving Toyotas.
For some reason, these guys at ISIS drive Toyota trucks. I'm looking at a photo of the ISIS guys on the back of these pickup trucks with weapons. You have those mounted machine guns. And I'm looking at a line along a road. There must be, I don't know, 40 of them. All the same. Even painted the same. And so the U.S. government's figuring out, okay, how do they get them? As a matter of fact, counterterrorism officials have even asked Toyota to help them determine how ISIS has gotten so many damn of these Toyotas. They're seen in the propaganda videos in Iraq and Syria and Libya. Toyota supports the inquiry. Really? Toyota, yeah, there's a shocker. Toyota says, yes, we'd like to find out how they got hold of them. Although we must tell you, they're a very good profit center for us, because ISIS buys retail. They don't negotiate. I mean, sometimes they come in and just take them, and sometimes they come in and they behead the salespeople. I get that. But they're great customers. The Toyota's Washington-based director of public policy and communications said, we briefed the Treasury on Toyota's supply chains in the Middle East. And the procedures that Toyota has in place to protect supply chain integrity. I don't know what supply chain integrity is, other than we're going to make damn sure that when an ISIS guy comes into a Toyota dealership, there's always a car there for him to buy. He said that Toyota has a strict policy to not sell vehicles to potential purchasers who may use or modify them for paramilitary or terrorist activity. I wonder when someone comes in and buys one of those, the dealer asks, are you going to be using this to kill people? He did say it was impossible for the company to track vehicles. They've been stolen. They've been bought and resold by middlemen. Now, it just so happens to be, does anybody have a Toyota Helix or Hilux pickup truck? Is that even sold in the United States? The Hilux is the let's kill people with our Toyota trucks version of the Tacoma. They also like Toyota Land Cruisers. And if you see the ISIS videos, there are the truck beds loaded with heavy weapons. The cabs are jammed with terrorists. That's another one that Toyota can say. We can put more terrorists into our cabs than any other brand. And the Iraqi ambassador to the U.S. believes ISIS has actually acquired hundreds of brand new Toyotas in recent years. He said, this is a question we've been asking our neighbors. How do these brand new trucks, these four-wheel drives, hundreds of them, where are they coming from?
I'm looking at the same picture Bill Handel was looking at, the photo that was released by ISIS, which has been verified and consistent with other reporting, the militants in a long, almost parade-like assembly showing off their weapons. It kind of reminds you of what goes on in China and Russia as the militants walk through Red Square or Tiananmen Square and displaying their arms. That's kind of what this looks like. But it takes you back when you look at, as Bill said, all of the trucks are painted the same colors, like they have a fleet of them. Good question. That's number two. Number one, more on same coming up here on the countdown.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The scene has been set for a continuing conversation about what's going on in the Middle East as we now focus on Russia and what they're doing in Syria. Earlier this week on my Good Day program, had a conversation with analyst Ivan Eland about the difference between Russia's objectives in that area and the United States. Let's listen.
Of course, we'd like to see Assad gone, and that's where the conflict comes, because there's an incentive for the Russians, because they want to keep Assad in power, to hit the other groups, opposition groups, since we're taking care of ISIS, or supposed to be taking care of ISIS. So the Russian strategy is logical from their point of view, because they want to keep, their main goal is to keep ISIS, Assad, and that's not our main goal. So, and you're right, our policy is very muddled, but that's why the Russians are doing what they're doing.
You know, this is such baloney. All of this stuff is just more from the military-industrial complex. If you look at the picture here clearly, so let the Russians blow up ISIS and keep Assad in power, and then we send in, under cover of darkness, a group of SEALs, and they bump off Assad, and the story's over. What do we have? What is all of this baloney? It really is. It's just posturing, politics, and baloney. At the moment, let's talk about today and what goes on, because some people are worried about World War III starting here. What do you think really is ultimately going to happen?
Well, I don't think there probably will be World War III. I think they're meeting, the Russians and the U.S. are meeting to what they call deconflict the missions. But still, as we saw with the Russians going into Turkey, whether you believe that was an accident or not, things can, you know, borders can, let's say it was an accident, accidents can happen, or people, you know, one side will push the other side and, you know, they didn't like what the other side did, and you can end up in a war by accident or by miscalculation. So there is a danger of that, I think. It's really weird because both the Russians and the U.S. don't like radical Islam, but I think you're absolutely right. The real issue here is dominance of the Middle East, and of course the Russians are really fighting from as they are in Ukraine, they're fighting from a position of weakness, because Assad only has 20 to 25% of the territory in Syria, and he was losing. That's why they had to shore him up, and so the U.S. has the influence Middle East-wide.
All right. Also, a conversation here from radio person John Howell. Here he has Senator Dan Coats of Indiana discussing the Russian airstrikes.
Senator Dan Coats of Indiana, I wanted to get your take on us having to divert our jets over or near Syria because of a Russian incursion.
Well, this is a very serious situation here. This is part of the American retreat from world dominance. And the Russians are falling, have taken over here and into this gap. This is a dangerous situation when you've got Russian planes with one mission and American planes with a separate mission flying over the same territory. One accident, one deliberate provocation and whatever, and you got a real serious thing in your hands. So I think we ought to be very concerned about what's happening.
You know, you were saying that get sensitive, you know, we're letting other people take the lead. Donald Trump has said, so what? You know, Putin, let him go battle ISIS. Let him deal with Syria. Why do I want to waste more of my blood and treasure? And others have said, boy, that is a very, very elementary view of the world. What do you think?
Well, that's a very, as you said, that's a very simple view here of the situation that exists. There's a lot at stake in Syria, a lot at stake in the Middle East in terms of how this plays out. And it's not, you know, the Donald comes up with things that maybe people like to hear, but there's no substance backing it up. And he obviously doesn't have the experience of knowing how in the fog of war things can go wrong that you anticipate. And so I think we have to look at this with much more oversight and much more involvement here and try to lay out a plan and a agreement with who's flying what and where are they flying, and this isn't happening, and so we are just an accident away or a provocation away from having a real serious situation.
All right, so let's review where we are here by looking at the poll at DougStefan.com this weekend, which lists all of the top 10 topics. You tell us, if you will, what you think is most important, and we'll review that during the week next week on the Good Day program. You can see the results at DougStefan.com as you go through the weekend. Do you believe that what's going on in the Middle East is the most important issue of the week? In the presidential race and where it is the most important item on the countdown this week? Is it the House Speaker's race? That, I would say, in my mind, may be close to the top. There is the continuing focus on Mrs. Clinton. What's number one? You tell us. We're interested. We want to know. As a matter of fact, there are tens of thousands of people who will take the poll with you, so we'll put the collective information all together. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for being.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.